The partnership to build a natural gas mega project has initiated the environmental review process. BP, Exxon, ConocoPhillips, TransCanada, and the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation submitted paperwork to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission on Friday, notifying the agency that they plan to finish collecting safety and environmental data on the project by 2016. They're aiming for federal permitting to be completed by 2018, with construction to begin shortly after. The company's described the pre-filing as a major milestone in the development of a liquefied natural gas export project that could cost upwards of $45 billion. Natural Resources Commissioner Joe Balash agrees this is a good early step for getting North Slope gas to market.
The fact that the project has achieved certain steps to this date, they are largely on time, on budget. We are satisfied with that. We think it is indicative of continued success and progress, but there are still many, many more steps to go.
The Alaska LNG project would require an 800-mile pipeline extending from the North Slope to Nikiski, and it would be capable of transmitting nearly 3 billion cubic feet of gas per day. While some of that gas could be utilized by Alaska consumers, the partnership plans to market most of the gas to Asia. To that end, the state is currently courting nations along the Pacific Rim. Balash is currently in Tokyo, where he signed off on an agreement with the nation's Ministry of Commerce to exchange information related to a gas line. He says it shows Japan's government is taking the project seriously.
This project and the state of Alaska are credible.
Balash will travel to China and South Korea next, but is not expecting any immediate agreements to come out of those visits. Larry Pursley is the federal coordinator for Alaska. He says the agreement with Japan is a positive development. But even so, Pursley says, we've been here before with natural gas projects in Alaska. BP and ConocoPhillips entered pre-file process with their Denali pipeline proposal in 2008 before abandoning it 3 years and more than $100 million later. Exxon and TransCanada went through a similar and even more costly effort while supported by the Palin-era Alaska Gas Line Inducement Act.